Let me go back to the strange ideas contained in the dreams of the little girl. It seems unlikely that she sought them out, since she was surprised to find them. They occurred to her as rather as peculiar and unexpected stories, which seemed noteworthy enough to be given to her father as a Christmas present. In doing so, however, she lifted them up into the sphere of our still-living Christian mystery, the birth of our Lord, mixed with the secret of the evergreen tree that carries the newborn light. This is the reference of the fifth dream. Although there is ample historical evidence for the symbolic relation between Christ and the tree symbol, the little girl's parents would have been gravely embarrassed had they been asked to explain exactly what they meant by decorating a tree with burning candles to celebrate the nativity of Christ.
"Oh, it's just a Christmas custom,"
they would have said, a serious answer that would require a far-reaching dissertation about the antique symbolism of the dying god and its relation to the cult of the Great Mother and her symbol, the tree. To mention only one aspect of this complicated problem. The further we delve into the origins of collective image, or to express it in ecclesiastical language of a dogma, the more we uncover a seemingly unending web of archetypal patterns. Before modern times, were never the object of conscious reflection. Thus, paradoxically enough, we know more about the mythological symbolism than did any generation before our own. The fact is that in former times, men did not reflect upon their symbols. They lived them and were unconsciously animated by their meaning.